Previously on Pitch.
You guys already have a menu for Scroogey's?
Gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Come on, Blip, I wanna do this. I wanna invest.
Are we just gonna, like, put off our plan to have another kid?
It's not worth your time and your energy.
Amelia, that's my brother. I will always have his back, so you need to get on board with this.
There's a big discrepancy here. I mean, that's gotta be some kind of error.
I set aside 40 grand.
What about the other 32,000?
Amelia, I need your help with something.
We want you on the Cubs, Mike. And in exchange, we want to get you that ring.
When it's your time to lead, you can do things differently.
I hope you stay, Mike. But if you don't, I'll do exactly that.
I'm engaged. You like chasing. You don't like having. The second you get what you want, you figure out a way to throw it away.
I'd love to take you to dinner.
That's Noah Casey. He's basically the Mark Zuckerberg of mocap.
Ginny reads a text message.
I'm sorry, Noah. I gotta go.
Hey, Lawson.
Outside a bar, Ginny and Mike lean close. Mike answers a call.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere. The trade fell through.
Ginny takes a step back. Now, Ginny stands on the mound during a game. She looks toward home plate as she kicks in the dirt. Closing her eyes, she takes a deep breath. Oscar, Charlie, and others watch from the owner's box.
I don't even know what I'm rooting for.
You're rooting for her to do it. You're rooting for her to throw in...
Two outs here in the seventh. Baker looks in for the sign from Lawson.
Amelia, where are you? Ginny's pitching.
Don't say it!
A very nice game. Get over here.
Here's the windup, the pitch.
Ginny covers first base.
Salvamini has it.
She gets the runner out.
Got him! She's through seven. Oh, my!
Ginny walks to the dugout. Her teammates slide away from her as she takes a seat on the bench. She looks around.
Really? You're doing this? Sonny, come on, talk to me.
Sonny covers his eyes and mouth.
Dusty.
A player turns away.
Fine, be that way. Superstitious words.
Okay, folks, Ginny Baker is now through seven innings. We're going to go to that broadcast live. Let's join Dick Enberg and Mark Grant on the call. Really amazing stuff.
If you're wondering why Ginny Baker is on an island all by herself there, it's what baseball tradition is all about. No one talks to her. No one can even mention the words. But with six outs to go, there's only one question on everyone's mind. Is Ginny Baker about to pitch a no-hitter?
Mike walks up to Ginny in the dugout.
Oh, thank God. If one more person ignores me, I'm going to lose my damn mind. Oh, here you go. Hey, Sars.
He takes his batting glove and walks off.
Really?
Ginny smirks. Fox presents Pitch. Don't Say It. Read by Therese McLaughlin. Words appear. 36 hours earlier. Ginny wakes up in bed. She gets up and crosses the hotel room. She looks through the peephole in the door. She opens it to find Evelyn.
You weren't answering yourself.
Maybe because I was sleeping.
Here. I've waited long enough. I want details.
Of what?
Of what? The electoral map, Ginny. I want details from last night.
I don't know. I think it got a little weird.
Oh, like a good kind of weird or bad weird? Ooh, is he like a 50 Shades of Grey type billionaire?
Oh, Noah? No, I didn't get weird with him.
Well, who did he get weird with?
I'm too tired to have this conversation.
That's what the coffee's for. Spill. Seriously, spill or I will. Okay. I'm not even kidding.
I left halfway through to go meet Mike.
What?
I thought he was out with the guys and leaving for Chicago.
Things got weird with Mike? No, well, how far did it go?
Does the carpet match the face? Ew, no, it wasn't like that.
I can't talk about this. No. I think you can, and I think you will. No, I want details. Vivid, electrifying, specific details. Go.
There was a hug.
Go on. Sorry.
We were hugging goodbye, and there was a moment. This intense, strange moment.
Say more words.
And then Oscar called and told Mike he wasn't being traded. And that was that.
Ginny, look at me. I'm starving for sexual details outside of my marriage. Now I want nuance. Was there any brushing of the lips?
No. No.
How close did you guys get? Did you feel his hot, warm man breath on you?
What is wrong with you? Can you back up?
Knock, knock.
Come in.
This is so not over. Couldn't be more over.
Amelia enters.
Hey. What's up?
Everything.
Nothing.
Entering his office, Oscar finds Ross writing on a dry erase board.
Hey, beautiful mind. You mind telling me what's up?
We need to shut Jenny down.
Huh? Why? She's nowhere near her innings limit.
Yeah, or her pitch count, I know. But the screwball is a total variable. Plus, she throws it 48% of the time, which is more than 7% higher than anybody else throws their specialty pitch. By my estimation, she's actually pitched 70 more innings than her stat sheet says she has, which puts her way over her innings limit.
How sure are you about this?
Do you want a percentage?
I prefer words.
Well, I'm better with percentages.
Ross?
I'm pretty sure.
At the hotel.
Okay, a couple of things on the docket. You have the Rachel Patrick interview today at Petco.
Rachel Patrick? Jenny's doing an interview with Mike's ex-wife?
She's doing an interview with a top journalist about her place in the pantheon of female sports. Just happens to be Mike's ex-wife.
She wasn't my first choice either.
I'm also shopping her memoirs.
She's 23. Does she even have memoirs yet?
She's going to find them in the off-season. Somebody is going to pay you a lot of money to do it.
The little girls are going to eat it up.
We also have to map out your appearance schedule.
Amelia, I've never had an off-season.
You have a break, a week, maybe even two. But we cannot take our foot off the pedal right now. Everybody is waiting to hear your message. We'll talk about it later.
Hey, we'll talk about that other stuff.
I'll see you at the park.
Jenny gets in an SUV.
What's going on with Will in the restaurant?
I found out who cashed those checks he wrote. Some businessman in Charlotte.
So he definitely took the money.
Amelia, I so don't want to tell her or confront him.
You don't have to. I will.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
I know how to speak to Will. Besides, it's my job.
Mike enters the clubhouse. The other players look up at the catcher as he walks to his locker. Sonny spots him and starts to clap.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Flip smiles at Mike.
Is seat taken?
I knew you wouldn't leave. I knew when push came to shove, you couldn't flip on Blip.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
It was you that called the trade-off, right? That's what they said.
They say a lot of things.
So was it your call?
Mike finds Ginny in a hallway.
Hey.
Hey.
You're back, obviously.
Yeah. So, about last night, we don't need
no.
to...
No, no, definitely not.
So...
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
They nod and continue in opposite directions.
Oh, I'm doing an interview with your ex-wife today.
Yeah, no, I know. I talked to the producer about you.
Oh, thanks.
So, we're good?
The best.
Good.
Good.
Hey, Ginny,
I'm good.
Ginny walks past Blip. Entering the hallway, Blip approaches Mike near a vending machine.
So you didn't call off the trade?
I'm back, aren't I?
Yeah, but for how long?
Mike, need to talk to you.
Mike follows Al into his office.
What's going on?
I got a recommendation from analytics to shut Ginny down.
When?
Right away.
Why?
Exactly.
They're concerned about wear and tear.
Nice of those guys to do my job for me. Do those geniuses notice that her velocity is exactly the same?
Yes, but apparently her RPMs are lower.
That was my nutsack. Doesn't stop me from getting out of bed in the morning.
Well, sometimes it does stop him from getting out of bed in the morning.
Mike, I want to hear your opinion as her catcher.
As her catcher? Well, as her catcher, I think that you should tell her that her season's over, let her wrap her mind around that for a few days, and then tell all the fans about it, and then change her mind. You seem to be really good at that.
Mike, this is not about you. I just want to know what you think about shutting her down.
Okay, well, I think she's nowhere near her innings limit. She lost her last start in a heartbreaker, and it'd be a terrible way to end her season. That's what I think.
Amen to that.
Anybody interested in my opinion? Because I happen to be the only one who's actually played a season with her and watched her pitch in September.
And?
Honestly, she kind of ran out of gas. She overcomes a lot with hard work, but she definitely wore down. So if we're up to me, and I'm thinking about what's best for the team long term, then I'd shut her down. Then again, maybe some of us don't care about what's best for the team long term anymore. That's just one man's opinion.
Blip walks out of the office. Oscar looks at Mike.
I happen to agree with him.
Mike shrugs.
And we got nothing else to discuss.
Yeah.
Al leaves. Oscar glances at Buck.
Your tie is weird.
By his locker, Blip slides on a wristband.
Congratulations, you just ended her season.
I'm looking out for her.
Mike shakes his head. Ginny walks up.
What's going on?
They're shutting you down.
Mike heads off. Ginny looks at Blip, then strides off.
What up, Ginny fans? Elite here. Ginny just finished a workout and inspired me to get in some steps.
Still talking to yourself, I see.
And a million fans. The fans probably want to know, what is the hardest thing about traveling on the road?
I think the hardest thing is finding time to relax.
Totally get that. Want to catch a movie later?
By myself.
Gotta edit that part out.
Get game ready and make your move. Pitch, sponsored by Kohl's. On Fox.
Ginny enters Charlie's office.
Why are you shutting me down?
Who said anything about shutting you down?
We need to shut Ginny down.
I'm supposed to have 3 more starts.
Hey, Ross, can you get in here, please?
I don't understand. I haven't even reached my innings limit yet.
Exactly. I thought we were going to shut her down in mid-September.
I know how my arm feels. It feels as good as it looks.
Ross!
Hey, give me the numbers.
Hi. Big fan.
Ross, numbers now.
Ginny throws a screwball 48% of the time.
There were 4 other guys who threw that percentage of off-speed pitches last season. Guess which list they're on now.
I'm telling you, I feel fine.
Yes, because you're a gamer, and we know this. But wouldn't you rather sit out a few games in September than all of next season because of Tommy John surgery?
Okay, well, there's got to be a compromise here.
There's also the strain of the screwball itself.
Ross, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your dedication.
Thank you. See, the issue
this is the point where you stop talking.
Gotcha.
I've consulted with various people.
Right. Of course, none of them was me. Did any of them mention that women's ligaments are different than men's? That there's a different laxity that gives us more flexibility?
Doesn't change the numbers.
All right, look, well, we're sold out tomorrow, so either way, she has to have 1 more start.
Wow. Okay, limited innings.
1 more start. Make the most of it.
Amelia faces Will and Ginny in the pitcher's locker area.
Look, I know this comes as a blow, but we've gotten everything we could have asked for out of the season.
I haven't.
Just look at the position we're in. This actually gives us more time to focus on the things we want in the off-season.
Like launching a certain restaurant.
Ginny looks from Amelia to Will.
Good to see you both are so focused on my needs right now.
She walks out.
Gee, hold up.
I know there's money missing from the restaurant fund.
Will glances back at Amelia. He shuts the door and faces her.
I already told Evelyn.
I know what you told Evelyn. Don't even bother telling it to me. I know it's a lie. Either you tell Ginny or I will.
Nighttime. Ginny sits across from Rachel for an interview in her locker area.
For the first few weeks of your major league career, it seemed like everything you did made history. Now, 15 starts later, where do you see your place in history?
I can't answer that.
Are you in the same conversation as Serena Williams and Katie Ledecky?
They've won a lot more than I have.
Competing against women.
Maybe I just belong in a conversation with Blake Snell and Michael Fulmer, 2 other 23-year-old rookie pitchers.
Well, is that how your teammates view you now? Just as another ball player? Or do they still think of you as a woman?
I like to think a little less every day.
Later, in a hallway.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. I feel like I was here at the beginning. It's nice to have a bookend.
Mike spots them in the hallway. He comes to a stop.
Just because you're not moving doesn't mean we can't see you.
No, I just didn't want to interrupt.
The interview's over.
Yeah. Oh. I'd ask you what it felt like to be grilled by her, but I'm all too familiar.
Actually, it wasn't so bad.
Really? Find that hard to believe.
Well, her answers were way better than yours. So what do you guys do now? You have a post-game ritual? Grab a beer?
No, I actually need a... Did you need...
No, I'm good.
Good.
You good?
No, I'm good.
Good.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
See.
She's great.
You didn't have to use a cattle prodder?
Nope. She's much more well-behaved than you are.
I missed the cattle prodder.
Yeah, I know you do.
Ginny watches Rachel and Mike walk down the hall together. In her locker area, she takes off her jersey. She pulls out her cell phone. She sends a text message to Noah reading, "I owe you half a dinner." She grins to herself. In a clubhouse corridor, Mike and Rachel turn a corner.
Thanks for talking to my producer, too.
Oh, well, I thought it meant I was going to avoid talking to you. I'm glad we could be like this.
Yeah.
I just want to be normal. You know? I just want you to be happy, Ridge. That's all I've ever wanted, and David makes you happy.
We broke up.
Mike stares at her.
A few weeks ago.
He looks away thoughtfully.
Okay, well, I should go start my edit.
Rachel leaves. Mike knits his brow. Mike enters Al's office.
Oh, you're heading off?
Yeah. You want something?
No. I don't want to keep you.
Beer?
Sure.
Al hands him a beer.
Thanks. Al, I think I lost the team. The way I handled leaving, okaying the trade to the Cubs. Even Blip is pissed at me.
Yeah, he kind of kicked the hell out of that one. But you'll get him back, especially Blip.
I don't know. I'm very good at ruining a good thing. Everything can be going along smoothly, and I manage to do the wrong thing or not say the right thing.
Well, you're a curmudgeon-y, moody, cranky son of a bitch.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
But you got a marshmallow center. I know one thing, Mike. You didn't want to leave us. You wanted to stay. Cubs, they were like the new girl. The one makes you laugh and feel young. And she distracted you from what you really wanted. You went there in a moment of weakness. But this is where your heart is. You came back. That's all that really matters. Besides, the Cubs will never win it.
Yeah.
In Ginny's hotel room, Elliot uses a laptop.
You got something?
I just started.
I bailed on him on our first date, and I texted him, and now he's not replying.
Ginny, you just asked me to locate a guy that didn't reply to a text 20 minutes ago. I can't just find him, just... Huh. I know where he is.
They arrive at a coffee house.
It's a little weird going on your date with you.
It's not a date. I know it's semi-stalking. You sure this is where he said he'd be?
That's what he posted.
Elliot looks across the coffee house. He taps on Ginny's shoulder and points at Noah, who performs on a small stage.
Can on my way to you. All I've ever wanted was to be the one you're coming home to. Yeah, yeah. Oh, instead of running scared and hiding, look into your eyes and say what you never knew.
Ginny smiles.
Yeah, that all I've ever wanted was to be next to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Noah crosses to Ginny.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? And where do you get off singing like that?
Can I get you a drink?
Can I get you a drink?
Okay. This is now a date. I will see myself out.
Later, Noah and Ginny stroll down a sidewalk.
How do you even become like the first female Major League Baseball player?
My father would always say to me, the three most important words are endure, endure, endure. So I could get my screwball down, my control down, my mechanics down, but the ability to endure whatever was thrown at me was going to be what, you know, got me to the bigs. So what about you? How does somebody become a billionaire in his 20s? How is that possible?
Oh, man. Well, step one, inherit $1 billion.
Really?
No, God, if only. No, I was lucky because I failed a lot before anybody knew who I was. I started 5 companies before this one.
Wow.
At the other companies, I had all these people looking out for me. All older, more experienced, all with the best of intentions.
Sounds familiar.
And I didn't want to hurt them or make any waves, so I'd weigh in, but basically I just let them call the shots. Then I had this epiphany one day. I just realized I'm not letting them run things because I don't want to make waves.
I'm letting them run things because I'm scared of doing things my own way and failing. But of course, I was failing anyway. There had to be one voice, my voice. So I did the thing that scared me the most.
You started calling the shots?
No. I wrote a song. I grabbed my guitar and I went to this open mic at a super hipster coffee shop, and holy hell, I sucked. I so bad, but I did it. And the very next day, I started my sixth company. It was just me and this amazing support system around me, but just me. So that's how you become a billionaire in your 20s, Jenny. You stand in the center of your scariest stage. You sing your song.
What if your song is Uptown Funk?
A, cool. B, you just do what I did. You just keep singing till you don't suck anymore.
Jenny nods. She and Noah spot a black SUV parked nearby.
I gotta get home.
Oh, all right.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
She pats him on the arm and starts away. Smiling, Jenny turns back to Noah.
I just forgot one little.
She kisses him. Alone at a bar, Mike watches Rachel's report on a TV.
Babe Diedrichson Zaharias, Althea Gibson, Serena Williams. Whether Jenny Baker takes her place in the pantheon beside them or proves herself to be a short-term anomaly, only time will tell. But either way, as she makes her final start of this remarkable season, it is clear that she's already made her mark on history.
Clips of Jenny on the mound and at events appear on the monitor.
Are you ready?
Mike stares at the TV, then gets up from his seat at the bar. In her hotel room, Jenny kisses Noah passionately.
We could hold on, let go.
Mike enters the hotel lobby.
Baby, I don't wanna wash
he walks away. Past the check-in counter to an elevator.
Just give me 40 days.
In her room, Jenny leans against a wall as she kisses Noah.
We could leave the world.
Mike walks down a hallway.
Behind.
He arrives outside a hotel room and knocks on the door. The door opens. Rachel faces him in the doorway. She smiles at Mike as he steps closer. She leans against the open door. Mike kisses her. Rachel places her hand on his cheek. They move inside the room and close the door. Morning. Jenny sits up in bed.
Ah, damn it. I wanted to wake you up with coffee, but this hotel coffee maker is... No. Morning.
Hi.
Okay. Here's the part where I creep you out by moving too fast. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. I know you got a break coming up. I think we should go on vacation. Okay, I have a plane. And I have a boat. I'm not bragging. I just want you to know all the options here. Also, I'm bragging. Is it working?
I can't tell. I'm still half asleep.
That's all right. Okay, hear me out. You know where paparazzi can't get to us? A remote island in the middle of the South Pacific. Or on top of Mount Everest, if that's more your thing.
You come on really strong.
Like my coffee, which I promise I can make for you anywhere in the world except this hotel room. So where are we going?
Hold on. Even if I wanted to go somewhere with you on your plane.
Or a boat. I've also got a boat, that has to be said.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I've hardly been anywhere.
Noah takes her hand.
Then let's go everywhere.
Okay, if you'll go and get me some coffee downstairs, I'll consider it.
Noah rushes out. In Rachel's room.
Can I screw things up for you? Am I coming over that night?
No. Judy, get me thinking. I finally had to face the fact that I really, really liked him. I just didn't love him.
In bed, she leans against Mike's chest.
I'm sorry. For lying about being sorry.
Mike kisses her on the forehead. Fully dressed, he sits propped against the headboard.
I gotta get to the park.
He gets off the bed.
Oh, and just for the record, I'm not bailing on you. I'm not making a run for it because I got you last night. There was actually a previously scheduled Major League Baseball game that everyone knows about.
Duly noted.
I could leave a ticket for you if you want.
I have a press pass.
I could leave a ticket for you anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if that's such a good idea. I gotta get back to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. I'll see you.
See ya.
Mike puts on a jacket as he leaves the room. He joins Noah in an elevator. The men face forward. Noah glances out of the corner of his eye at Mike. Mike looks at Noah and raises an eyebrow. At home, Evelyn joins Blip at the kitchen counter.
Are we out any money?
No, I think I caught it in time.
Wow. Does Ginny know?
No, Amelia's gonna tell her.
I am so sorry, Evie. Because I know how excited you were about this restaurant. Can I be honest, though? There's a part of me that's relieved. I don't want to postpone having another kid. The boys are almost 8. They need a little brother or sister. I mean, picture a little beautiful version of you running around. Y'all got matching outfits going on spa days together. That'd be beautiful. Baby, come on, let's get back to plan A.
Well, plan A was for me to graduate college with a business degree, not leave after sophomore year. I need you something for me now.
I will postpone.
No, babe, you're not hearing me. I think I'm done having kids.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I still want to open this restaurant. I've done the legwork. I've got the connections. I could do this without Will.
What is wrong with people? Just when did everybody stop caring about the way I feel? I don't think a restaurant is a good idea.
Okay, Blip. I'm doing this, so you better get your head around it, because the next time I bring this up, I want my husband to support me the same way I've supported him these past 9 years, unconditionally and without hesitation. That's the kind of response I'm looking for the next time we speak on this.
In her hotel room, Ginny plays a card game with Will.
And yeah! Oh, yes! Stop!
Right,
I knew you were gonna cheat.
You take the L. Give me this.
Hey, listen. There's something I need to talk to you about.
What's up?
It's Amelia.
What about her?
I don't know what it is, but I think she's got it in for me. Like, you would think I took you away from her and not the other way around.
What's going on, Will?
Nothing. She just has it in her mind there's money missing from the restaurant account. Now, I explained it to Evelyn. She's fine with it. But then Amelia got in my face and...
She got... When?
Yesterday. She said that I had to tell you I'm stealing money from you. Or she would.
Are you?
No, I'm not stealing money from you. Like I explained to Evelyn, I put some money aside for promotions. Got the sick deal on kitchen equipment.
Kitchen equipment?
Yeah.
Glancing off, Ginny nods.
Your receipts.
Really? Of course I have the receipts. What kind of question is that?
You're lying, Will. You've been lying since you got here. What's going on?
Will rubs his face.
Will, tell me.
Got in some trouble, all right? I had to borrow money for the coffee shop. I couldn't pay it back, so I took just a little bit of money out the restaurant fund to take care of it, and now I have. Okay, and look, I will pay you back every bit of it when the restaurant starts rolling.
It's so crazy. All you had to do was ask.
I was ashamed. Don't you understand?
No, Will, I don't understand. You asked for a chance. I gave it to you, and you stole from me. That's what I understand.
From now on, no more lies.
No, stop. You gotta go home, Will. I wouldn't be doing you any favors by letting you open a restaurant with my name on it. You need to find your own path.
Look, there's no reason to
Well, I'm out. I'm telling you, I'm out. Go home. Find my brother. I miss him. When you do, I will support you all the way. You know that.
Okay. Well, when I do, I will need your support.
Will leaves. Ginny wears a troubled expression. In the clubhouse.
Look at this one. They're going in for a smooch.
Hey!
Ginny enters.
It's about damn time. You got us all worried. I thought we were going to have to take you to some Magic Mike type place or something like that.
Hey, Lawson, check it out. Ginny finally got some.
Nice, Baker. Good for you.
They walk out of the clubhouse. Mike heads down a hallway. Ginny hesitates, then follows him to the training room.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
What are you apologizing for?
It just feels weird you seeing pictures of me on a date after the other night.
I thought we didn't need to talk about that.
I didn't think so either, but I don't know, maybe we should.
About what? The fact that two teammates went out for a drink because they thought that one of them was getting traded and then he ended up not getting traded because that's what happened.
That's what happened?
That's what happened.
I guess we don't need to talk about it.
Later, in the clubhouse, Blip wears headphones and stares at his phone. Mike glances at his teammate. He kicks his chair. Blip looks at Mike.
We'll grab a bite after. The new place just opened by my house.
Kent, gotta get home, deal with some stuff with Ev.
Everything all right?
Blip turns away from Mike in his seat. Amelia enters Ginny's locker area.
Just came to check on you. Is there anything you need before you start your routine?
Nope.
All right. I'll see you later.
Yep.
Have a great start.
Why would you interfere?
What?
Will's gone. He told me about the money. Why would you interfere?
I'm sorry.
I specifically asked you to stay away from him. To stay out of my family business. I specifically asked you to do that.
Let's talk about this after the game.
No, Amelia, we're going to talk about it right now.
He was going to pull you
so
down.
So he would have pulled me down and I would have learned from
it. It's my job to make sure that you don't have to learn
your
from it.
Your job is to take 10% of my income and do what I ask you to do. That's your job.
When are you going to realize once and for all that it's not all about you?
Oh, God, Amelia, I know. You're a broken record. If I go down, what?
Go ahead, finish it.
If you go down,
finish it. If you go down, everything that you represent goes down. If I hadn't come along when I did...
If you hadn't come along when you did, I would be exactly where I am today. And probably happier. And what female MLB pitcher would you be representing right now, huh, Amelia? What pitcher?
I take this crap from you, Ginny. I take it from you, and I take it from you. And I'm not going to take it much more.
Then don't.
Amelia holds a wounded stare on Ginny.
You know, one day, you're going to regret this. One day, you're going to be at your lowest point, and you're going to look up, and you're going to need someone. And it's not going to be your dead father. And it's not going to be your con man brother. It's going to be me. And I'm not going to be here for you.
Come on.
Amelia leaves the room. Tears well in Ginny's eyes. Later, she steps onto the mound.
Ginny Baker on the mound, about to make her final start of the baseball season. This hometown crowd is showing its full appreciation.
Glimpses show Noah, Will, and Amelia.
It had to be one voice, my voice.
I'm out.
I'm not going to take it.
Then don't.
You stand in the middle of your scariest stage, you sing your song.
Now, Ginny looks at the batter at the plate. She centers herself on the mound.
Dope. Do, 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 do.
And here's the first pitch. Called strike one.
Later, Ginny strikes a batter out.
Four strikeouts to go with a walk and no hits.
A runner stands on first base. A batter hits the ball toward second base. The players get both runners out. Ginny wears a wide smile.
We're through five innings, and Ginny has not allowed a base hit.
In another inning, Ginny throws a pitch. She covers first base.
Salvamini has it.
She gets the runner out.
Got him! She's through seven. Oh, my!
Charlie watches the game beside Oscar. Oscar checks his watch. In the dugout, Ginny's teammates slide away from her as she takes a seat on the bench. She looks around.
Really? We're doing this?
Later.
Two on, one out. Salvamini at the plate. Padres up 1-0. Baker could use some insurance runs here. And Salvamini would love to break out of that 0-for-23 slump.
He's definitely been pressing.
Popped it up. Infield fly rule is called, and Salvamini is out.
Returning to the dugout, Salvamini throws his helmet.
Hey.
He throws a water cooler.
Hey. Oh, look at Salvamini. He is hot.
Calm down, calm down. Just take a breath.
Salvi, what are you doing, man? Use your head.
Hey, save it, Mike.
I got this.
I got it. You can't act like a lunatic on national TV, especially now.
Now, I got this.
Sorry?
That'll be a first.
What the hell's the matter with you? I'm the captain here, Blip. I'm doing my job.
You gave that job up when you gave up on this team. Are we just gonna keep pretending like that didn't happen?
Hey, knock it off.
Just sit down, Captain. That shouldn't be hard since LeVon's got here. You're getting pretty good at it.
Watch it, Blip.
I said, sit down.
Blip shoves Mike.
Settle down!
Mike Lawson and Blip Sanders had to be separated.
Cool off!
Good.
Fuming, Blip walks away from Mike. Al looks at Ginny.
You stay in the game.
She nods.
Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. The stadium buzzing from that altercation in the Padres' dugout between two of their hometown heroes. Meanwhile, history is in the offing, fans, as Ginny Baker looks to become not only the first woman, but the first Padre ever to pitch a no-hitter.
She's over 100 pitches.
It's her last start.
We had a deal. Limited innings.
Are you really going to do this? They're going to crucify you.
It won't be the first time.
Oscar dials a call.
Can't be good.
In the dugout, Buck hands the phone to Al.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to shut her down, Al.
Always appreciate a call in the middle of a game, Oscar.
We went over this. You know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buck hangs up the phone.
So, what do you think?
Well, you know what I think. But it's not my ass. That's why you get the big bucks, Al.
Al slides down the bench to Ginny.
No, Skip. There's no way I'm not finishing this game. I'm going back out on that mound. You'll have to physically pull me off of it.
They exchange a glance. Al slides back to Buck. On the field, a pitcher throws the ball. Ginny glances at Mike across the dugout. Oscar spots Ginny walking onto the field.
Here comes Ginny Baker to start the eighth inning, and just listen to this crowd. Yet another chance to witness her make history.
Oscar calls the dugout. Al picks up the phone, then hangs up.
Hello?
Charlie grins as he watches the game.
Baker ready here in the eighth, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Five outs to go.
Ginny looks at the scoreboard. She focuses on the zero in the hits column. Ginny staggers on the mound. She looks around at the cheering crowd. Her eyes go wide as she stares toward home plate. She shuts her eyes and shakes her head. Ginny takes a deep breath and faces the batter. She winds up and throws a pitch.
Way outside, ball one.
Mike reaches outside the batter's box for Ginny's pitches.
That's four pitches in a row, nowhere near the plate. You have to wonder if she's running out of fuel.
On the field, Mike runs to the mound.
Okay, Baker, you want to talk?
Let's talk.
You're right. It was completely awkward the other night. I mean, not in comparison to how awkward it's been since, and now we're bordering on middle school dance territory.
Hey,
but it doesn't really matter because...
Shut up. Stop trying to distract me from the fact that I'm throwing an
Don't say it. That's not what I'm doing.
Yes, it is. You think I got rattled, so you're coming out here on your white horse to give me one of your great movie speeches. I don't need a speech from you today. I don't need a speech from you, or my father, or my brother, or my agent. And I don't need some billionaire taking me all over the world as if I've got nothing else to do. He can come watch me train in Arizona if he wants to. I don't need a man to rescue me. I'm the one on the mound right now. Me. I throw the ball, I give the speeches, and I decide if you and I are going to talk about what happened the other night. Not you. And I've decided we're not, by the way, because we're teammates. And as long as we're teammates, that's how it's going to be.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Get away! So go back to home plate, put down the sign. And let me finish my no-hitter. That's right, I said it. I'm throwing a no-hitter. And if you don't mind, I'd like to keep doing it.
Fine by me.
Good.
Good. Just had a really great speech.
Go away.
Okay.
Mike jogs back to home plate. Turning toward the batter, Ginny wears a determined look. She throws a pitch.
There we go. That's more like it.
She throws another pitch. The batter hits it high overhead.
Lawson giving chase. He makes the play. Oh, my. They're all stepping up for Ginny today.
Mike spots Rachel in the crowd. Smiling, they lock eyes.
Two outs here in the eighth inning.
Ginny throws a pitch.
It's a bunt. Baker Field.
She throws the ball.
She got him. What a blast.
Yeah.
Staring at the field, Charlie and Oscar stand.
Uh-oh.
Ginny sits on the ground.
In.
Mike stands beside Ginny as she holds her elbow. The crowd looks at the pitcher. Al walks onto the field. Blip runs toward Ginny as the trainer kneels beside her. In the lounge, Evelyn covers her mouth. In the owner's box, Oscar glances at Charlie. The players help Ginny to her feet. Mike and Blip exchange glances. The crowd claps as the pitcher makes her way off the field. Charlie avoids Oscar's gaze. In an airport terminal, Amelia walks toward a gate pulling a suitcase. She joins a line. She glances at a TV overhead and spots Ginny walking off the field holding her injured arm. Amelia looks around the terminal, then lowers her stare. She continues toward the gate and hands an employee her ticket. Home, Blip touches his wedding band as he holds a distant stare. He lies down on the couch.
Faster, bolder, higher.
Beast. Rachel reports on Ginny's injury. An on-screen graphic reads, "End of the road for Ginny Baker." Mike watches the report in his living room. He turns off his TV. Placing his hands together, he closes his eyes.
Have no fear.
Ginny wears a nervous expression as she slides into an MRI scanner.
Have no fear.
Fade to black.